This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Lawmakers' significant others aren't going to be in love with the governor. As John Bel Edwards says, he's setting the special session to start Valentine's Day.
I expect to start on February the 14th and end no later than March the 4th.
And more than a few of the lawmakers aren't going to like the proposals, which will include tax increases.
The need for additional revenue is now, and it's acute.
Governor Edwards met yesterday with House Speaker Taylor Barra.
He did share with me that he understands that we have a serious problem, that he certainly knows that we cannot address the problem without raising revenue, because there just isn't enough there to be cut.
Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden went over the four-pronged approach to the estimated $750 million shortfall in the current budget year.
We could take another $128 million from the rainy day fund in this calendar year, which we're going to do. Add to that $200 million from the initial BP payment for economic losses that the state incurred. 1 cent sales tax plus the reductions in statutory dedications are the four key components of what we're proposing for the short term.
An additional 1 cent in sales tax is expected to raise $216 million from the time it's enacted through the end of the fiscal year. And the trimming of statutory dedication should free up another $160 million, all adding up to just under $600 million. The governor says the rest will be made up through across-the-board cuts.
With respect to the mid-year problem, this takes on the shape of a plan.
He adds the long-term fix will be more like a menu of options. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.